Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Based off of your experience, your education, go out there and actually make the plan. Find the people, find the technology, find the strategies, lay out exactly what you're going to do to get to that goal. And then you go out there and take action.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com. Or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, best of listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks. In this episode, we are going to talk about what it takes to become one of the nation's top companies. Going to continue breaking down some of my favorite presentations from the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And this presentation was done by Scott Lewis, who is the co-founder and CEO of Spartan Investment Group. They syndicate self-storage deals, and their company was named one of the fastest growing private companies in America on the Inc. 5000 or 500 list. So their company experienced 1,479% growth in 2020, which was 308th out of all companies, and then 8th for real estate. And in his presentation, he kind of broke down three tips for becoming a top company, for becoming a fast-growing company, and making the Inc. 5000 list. And ultimately, all of these points surround setting up your company for success and turning yourself into more of a corporation, a very professional, serious company. And Scott says this starts with, and his point number one, which is defining your culture. So if you want to become one of the nation's top companies, you need to define your culture. So what does this mean exactly? Well, Scott broke the culture definition down to three different parts. Part one is going to be your why. Part two is going to be your vision. And part three is going to be your values. So your culture is your why, your vision, and your values. So let's break that down even more. So your why. Everyone who's listening to this knows the importance of a why. So we're not going to focus on this one too much. But your why is why you do what you do. Why you go into work each day. So pretty simple. For all of these three parts of the culture, if you haven't thought of this already, which you probably have, but the exercise is to actually write down the answers to these questions. So why do you do what you do? Why do you invest in real estate? Why do you want to become a multifamily syndicator? Or why are you a multifamily syndicator? What gets you up in the morning? Why do you get up each morning and grind to create a syndication company? And based off of your responses to this question, you'll want to formulate a one or two sentence mission statement or why statement. So not a paragraph, just a sentence or two. And so for all of these parts of the culture, I'll use Spartan Investment Group as an example because they made the Inc. 5000 list. Plus, if you go to their website, you'll see their why, their vision, their values kind of scattered everywhere. So it's very easily accessible and you can use this as a guide to creating your own mission statement. And so their mission statement is to improve lives through real estate. So that is their why. That is why they raise money for self-storage. And with this company mission statement, it gets you clear on why you're doing what you're doing. But, and this is the key, it is inspiration for you and for your team to show up every single day. Because you're not going to make the Inc. 500 or Inc. 5000 list. You're not going to become one of the fastest growing real estate companies in the country by yourself. You need to have a team that is inspired. I was actually writing a blog post yesterday about this a little bit, and I might get into this later in this blog post. It was based off of Joe Fairless's best ever conference presentation, which we'll talk about in the future at some point on this show. But the mission here, the reason why you want to have a strong mission that motivates your team is because what motivates you is going to be different than what motivates your team, since it's actually your company, not their company. And so it's figuring out how can you get your team members as inspired and as motivated as you, even though the compensation that you receive is tied to something different than the compensation that they receive. And so one way to accomplish that is through a strong mission statement. The next part of your culture is your vision. So your vision is what you use to see. So this is where you see yourself going in the future, or at least where you want to see yourself in the future. And this is based off of really what success looks like to you. And this is more than just a quantitative, I want X dollars in real estate. Your vision is more of a qualitative thing. So it's not really going to include numbers. That comes a little bit later. This is just high level. Where do you want to go? What does success look like to you? So back to Spartan Investment Group, the vision that they have listed on their website is to build a company where a relentless drive fuels our growth and improves the lives of our team and our investors. To do this, our focus is to provide opportunities for our team to grow and achieve their dreams both personally and professionally. For our investors, we provide only investment opportunities that have been thoroughly scrutinized by our processes. Day in, day out, we work with determination to persevere through every challenge in achieving our goals.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever. And remember to mention the Best Ever Podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever.
I really like how they broke it down to the vision for Spartan, but also for their investors. Because again, where the investors see themselves in the future, what success looks like to them is a little bit different than what success looks like to you, since they're passive investors and you're the active investor. So again, what does success look like to you? Where do you see yourself in the future? Write down your answers, formulate about a paragraph for your vision. So a little bit longer than your mission. The third part of your culture are your values. So these are, after you have your mission statement, after you have your vision, your values are going to be the behaviors that you need to see in your organization, so out of you and your team members, in order to stick to that mission statement and to realize that vision. So for example, Spartan Investment Group's values is a lot longer than this, but they summarize it with the word GRIT, G-R-I-T-T. So their values are growth, respect, integrity, tenacity, and transparency. And so in order to achieve their mission to improve lives through real estate, in order to realize that vision, they need to have the values of growth, respect, integrity, tenacity, and transparency. So once you have all of these defined, this is really going to be the focus of the entire company. Everything the company do is going to be based off of the mission, the vision, the values. Very clearly defined mission, vision, and values. And then to wrap all of this together, once your culture is defined, you need to make sure that this is not just something you've written down, but aren't actually living out, or what Scott calls the say-do gap. So you say that your mission is to improve life through real estate. You say that your vision is XYZ. You say that your values are growth, respect, integrity, tenacity, transparency. But are you actually doing that in reality? And the reason why I obviously need to do that is because if you don't, your culture isn't believable. And if you don't live out the values of your company, you're not going to accomplish your mission. You're not going to accomplish your vision because no one's going to invest with you. And no one's going to want to work for your company. And so you need to define your culture, and then you need to actually live out your culture and avoid that say-do gap. So all of that is one of the three things you need to do in order to create a company that can become one of the fastest growing private companies in America. And that's defining your culture. Step three is developing your plan. So you've got your qualitative vision, mission statement, values to guide you. But then you need your plan as kind of your guiding star. But then your plan is how you actually get there. And these are your quantitative, actual numerical goals. And then once you create these goals, you need to create a strategic plan on how to actually accomplish these goals. So when you're setting your goals and you're developing your plan, Scott breaks it down pretty well. And he says that he recommends spending about 90 days in education mode. So you set your goal for yourself. You need to spend about 3 months figuring out the best ways, the best technologies, softwares, people, strategies, tactics to actually accomplish that goal. And then once you know what's out there, what you can use to get there, you want to spend the next 3 months actually developing the plan. So based off of your experience, your education, go out there and actually make the plan. Find the people, find the technology, find the strategies, lay out exactly what you're going to do to get to that goal, and then you go out there and take action. And so this is what the best companies do. They don't just go straight into development mode and then take action. They don't just educate themselves and then just go out and start taking action. And they don't just go out there and set a goal and start taking action. They educate themselves first on what they need to do. they actually set a written plan for what they need to do, and then they go out there and follow that written plan. So even more specifically, when you're developing that strategic plan during that development stage, Scott recommends setting three overall goals to be accomplished over a three-year period. So every 3 years, reset your goals. And then for each of these goals, you have 3 to 5 objectives for those goals. And then for each of those 3 to 5 objectives, you want to create a list of at least 3 key results. Okay, so think of it like a pyramid. You've got one goal at the top. Below that goal, you've got 3 to 5 objectives. And below each of those objectives, you've got 3 or more key results to measure those objectives. So for example, one of Spartan Investment Group's 3-year goals is to monetize $250 million of commercial real estate with an average margin of 30% and develop $50,000 of monthly revenue from advisory services. See, very specific, right? It's got numbers in there, it's got dates, and it's measurable. So one of the 5 or so objectives they had for this goal was to build an acquisitions infrastructure capable of nationwide marketing and monetizing 100% of opportunities. So how is the success of this objective measured? They had 5 key results for this, and one of them, for example, was create a seamless wholesaling process that drives contract to package in less than 3 weeks. And then for each of the objectives that they had, there was a projected completion date as well as a leader that was assigned to that objective. So overall, when you're developing a plan, right, you've got your 90 days of education mode, and then you've got your development mode where you're creating your strategic plan for the, say, 3 years. You create your 3 goals for that 3 years, your objectives for that goals, and then key results to measure those objectives. For each of the objectives, you have a projected time completion date, as well as a person who is responsible to achieve that objective, right? So if you go to the Spartan Investment website, you can find their 2-year plan, and it is a very long, very detailed PDF. Maybe you're saying, well, how does it take 90 days to come up with a strategic plan? Well, if you see their PDF and then level of detail, then you'll understand. I kind of just gave you one example of one objective that they have of one of their goals. So multiply that again across 3 of those, and you'll understand how they became one of the fastest growing companies in the nation. So the third tip he gives about becoming the fastest growing company in the nation regards assembling the team. So how to create your team. And before you even go out there and create a team, you need to understand what you're really good at and what you're really bad at. So really here, none of this is really new. We've talked about this on the show in the past, but kind of just reiterating that, hey, this is a company that grew by over 1,400%, made the Inc. 500 list, and they're doing these things. And this is one of the top advices they give. And so sure, it's simple, but in practice, obviously not everyone is doing this, or everyone would be growing by, say, 1,400% every year. So before you go out there and create your team or find your partners, you need to understand your strengths and your weaknesses. Now, this is something unique. So obviously you can take your personality tests and you can talk to your friends and your family. But Scott's unique twist is to work with your spouse to figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are, right? Because they most likely know you as much or if not more than you know yourself, but they're going to be more objective than you are. So I remember when he said this during the presentation, it's like, oh, I could see how this could spark an argument. So make sure you don't get defensive because you know, you ask them. But it's a great way to figure out what you aren't good at. Because once you figure out your weaknesses, once you aren't good at, then you know who you need to hire, who you need to partner with, and then who you need to bring on to your team. Now, you don't want to just hire people who are good at what you're bad at. That's only one portion of it. And maybe even the smaller portion of it, the bigger portion of it is that they align with your values. So going all the way back to point number 1, which is defining your culture, they need to be a good fit for your culture. You can teach people certain skills, certain competencies, but you really can't teach people character. You can't change someone's values by hiring them and bringing them into your company. And even if you could, would you really want to have to teach someone to, going back to Spartan's values, someone who focuses on growth, respect, integrity, tenacity, and transparency? Probably not. It'd be easier to find someone who already has those, and then if they need some extra trainings, that's totally fine. So character over competency when you're hiring team members, but both are obviously important. So assuming that they align with your values and they have those complementary competencies, the third thing you want to look at is their experience and their track record. And this is also kind of unique. I hadn't heard someone say it quite like this before, but when you're bringing someone on, you want to evaluate their track record and make sure that they were successful because they have skills and not because they were lucky. Not because they just happened to, say, get into real estate at a time where any deal you bought, as long as you held on to it, was good. Or whatever. Insert your example of skill versus luck. And those are the top three things that Scott Lewis of Spartan Investment Group, company that grew over 1,400% in 2020, made the Inc. 5,000 list, said is the reason why his company was able to accomplish all the things that I just said. So in summary, the 3 points were, ultimately it all comes down to your team, but more specifically, the 3 points were to define that culture, which involves the mission statement, the vision, the values, and then developing your plan. So creating those goals based off of your mission, vision, and values. For each of those goals, having a strategic plan on how to achieve those goals, which includes objectives, and then for those objectives, key results. And then once you have the foundation set with the culture, with the plan, then you can assemble your team. And again, you want to focus on people who align with your values, have complementary skill sets. It's complementary skills, not complementary luck. Those are the three things. I really recommend going to learn more about this stuff, going to Spartan Investment Group's website, because really everything that I talked about today, they have on their website, right? They have their culture, their plans. I guess not really their team, but the first 2 points, especially that number two, the developing your plan, their strategic plan is very, very detailed. I definitely recommend checking that out. Spartan Investment Group. So that concludes this episode on the top three ways to become one of the nation's top companies. Thanks for tuning in. As always, best ever listeners, have a best ever day. Make sure to check out our other Syndication School episodes at syndicationschool.com. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference, February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group of 8 to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at BEC2022.com. That's BEC2022.com.